Firstly, welcome everybody back from, I guess it seemed like everybody was on vacation. I wasn't, but everybody else. I'm hearing stories of cruises and ski trips and all sorts of other good things. So, Kina Sofrim Tar B'Chachma applies to vacations, probably does. So we welcome everybody back. For those of you who weren't here, so we finished Mecha in your absence. Now we're back on Chav Tes Amin Aleph, discussing some of the principles of Chazaka. So let's go back to, we read part of this last week, but we're going to go into, we're going to go into some of the issues more fully this week. So let's start with the Gemara again on Chav Tes Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, this is about just a little more than 50%, a little more than halfway down the page. Amar Rav Huna, Shalosh Shanim, you can see the gimel of the Rambam. That really signifies where it is. Everybody have it? Okay, so Shalosh Shanim, Sha'amar Hu Sha'achal on Ritzufos. So, previously the Gemara had discussed the problem. Again, we took a 2.5 Dapim detour to discuss Dinei Mecha. But the Gemara previous to this was, of course, the introduction discussing the basis of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. What is Cheskas Gimel Shanim? What is the principle upon which it is based? And we discussed the position of Hoche Usha, who think that it's patterned after the idea of Gimel Negichos, and then the position of the Rabbanan, right, which the Gemara in the end says, based on Rava's third formulation, is connected to the idea of Shalosh Shanim is Darinish Mishtare. For 3 years people hold on to a shtar, right? After 3 years they do not. So immediately after that the Gemara begins to discuss the details of Chazakah. That's what constitutes a Maisa Chazakah. So the Gemara begins with Rav Huna, who says that Shalosh Shanim Sha'amru Hu Sha'achalon Ritzufos. You should know that 3 years, which is the formula for Cheskas Gimel Shanim, have to be consecutive years. There can't be a break in between. That's, of course, a very important principle, because you could have 3 years broken up. Let's say over a 4-year period, a 5-year period, a 7-year period, as the case may be. You'll have the years in which you work the land, right, in which you lived on it and acted every bit as much as any owner would act in the karka. But unless it's ritzufos, according to the position of Rav Huna, unless it's consecutive, it doesn't work. We'll discuss why in just a minute. First thing, the Gemara says, Maika Mashmalan, what is the Chiddush of Rav Huna? Isn't this already implicit in the Mishnah? Tnina, Cheskasan Shaloshanim Miyom Liyom. The Mishnah itself says that Cheskas Abatim, you can have a Chazaka by means of being and working in a field or a house, and that it's Gimel Shanim Miyom Liyom, 3 years to the day. So if I say 3 years to the date, it sounds like that it has to be consecutive. So what is Rav Huna adding? Why does he deserve credit for this statement if it's already implicit in the Mishnah? Okay, we're not really interested in taking away his credit. What we're really interested in is figuring out what added dimension is Rav Huna supplying here. So the Gemara says, Ma'u desema miyom yom lafuke mikutaos. The word, the phrase, miyom liyom, 3 years to the date, can really have two interpretations. One is it refers to the quantity of time that you have to work the field, the land, etc. It has to be 3 full years. If it's mikutaos, if it's less than 3, right, then it will not work. And that, of course, relates to the discussion in the Mishnah. What happens if, instead of 3 years, right, you have 3 crops? As we discussed, it could be 14 months, it could be 18 months. That's not 3 years day to day. That might be 3 cycles of work in the field. And according to Rabbi Shmuel and according to Rabbi Akiva, that might be enough. But according to the Rabbanan, that is insufficient, and you require 3 years day to day. So just because you require 3 full years doesn't mean that the years have to be consecutive. lafuke bekutaos, they can't be chopped up in the sense that you can't have less than 3 years, but maybe 3 full years can be diffused over a period of 3+ years, right? 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, as the case may be. Kamash Malan, therefore, Rav Huna is telling you, don't think that Gimel Shanim, the Yom Liyom, only eliminates Mekutaos. It also excludes Mifuzaros. It demands that there be Ritzufos, that there be consecutive years. That's the point of Rav Huna. The truth is, even if we stop here for a moment, this raises an interesting question. Because the Gemara thought, at least for one moment, that it would be possible that Mikuta'os would be excluded, that you need 3 full years, even though they were spread out over 3+ years. So it seems like the problem of Mikuta'os is a more significant or more severe problem than, more difficult obstacle to overcome than the problem of Mifuzaros. Because the Gemara thinks that the Mishnah might have only been excluding the Kutos. Now the question is that really true? And on two levels. Number one, for Rabbi Shmuel and for Rabbi Akiva, who happen to think that 18 months or 14 months is sufficient, because that's 3 rotations in the field, they call it 3 Maisa Chazakas, they don't care about time, they care about actions. So according to them, what would you say about Mifuzaros? Like, let's say there was a break, instead of that's the classic period of 14 months or 18 months, as the case may be, is actually a case of Ritzufos. As you work the field, again, I'm not I think we've already established that I'm not a farmer, but, let's say whatever, crop number one, is the first, takes X amount of months, let's say let's go operate with the 18 month cycle. So you have 3 months for the end of the previous year, but which is an independent crop. Then you have a year, right? And then you have 3 more months the beginning of that third year, which also yields a certain crop. So that's your 3 acts of chazaka: 3 months, a year, and 3 months. But they're consecutive. Because once you start, you're constantly involved in the working of the field, from the beginning to the end of the period of the 18 months, or Rabbi Kiva's 14 months, as the case may be. Now, what would happen in the following circumstance? Let's say you had 3 full years, but they were spread out. Let's say you had a year, and you waited a year, and you had another year, right? And then again, you took off a year, right? Then another year, as the case may be. So what would Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva think about that? Just because they think that Mikuta'os are effective, do they think that Mifuzaros are also effective? It would be even more intriguing to ask whether or not Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva could combine Mikuta'os and Mifuzaros. And how would that happen? So let's say, instead of the end of the first year, right, then the whole second year, and then the beginning of the third year, let's say we flipped it. Let's say it was the beginning of the first year, right, the first 3 months of the first year, then you have, your passive, you're waiting it out till the end of that whole year, then you have the year, let's say, then again you have a wait, and then you have the end of the third year. So actually, from beginning to end, the chazaka takes 3 years, but they're not shlemos, they're mikutos, and they're also not ritzufos. So you have a situation of mikutos, mikuzaros. Right now, according to the chachamim, right, especially according to Rav Huna, but either mikutos or mifuzaros is excluded from Gimel Shanim. But according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, who believe that mikutos are effective, so would they think, A, that mifuzaros alone would be effective? B, would they even think that Mikuta'os and Mifuzaros together would be effective? Now, why am I asking this question? Because the Gemara here says that if we had to exclude either Mikuta'os or Mifuzaros, meaning if we only had the language of the Mishnah, which says 3 years from day to day, I might have thought that Mifuzaros is fine as long as they're not Mikuta'os. As long as they're Shlemos, they can be spread out. So the problem of not having enough time in the field is a greater problem, a greater obstacle than the fact that this is a diffusion, that there isn't a contiguous period of time. So if that's true, so then the man damar who thinks that mikutos is fine, he might very well think that certainly kal v'chomer mefuzaros is fine, and maybe even mikutos and mefuzaros. However, the matter isn't so simple, and that for the following reason. Number one, even if I think that mikutos alone, right, is effective, and even if that leads me to the conclusion that mefuzaros, which is less of a problem than mikutos, alone would be effective, right, that still doesn't lead me to the obvious conclusion that you could have both of these problems together. Right? It could be that if you have neither Ritzufos nor Shlemos, then there's something wrong with the tzura, with the, you know, with the image, with the form of your chazaka. That's point number one. So therefore, even if I think that Mifuzaros certainly work alone, according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, it's not obvious that Mifuzaros and Mikutos together would be effective. Secondly, even on the question of, you know, if Mikutos are worse than Ritzufos, so if you believe in Mikutos is no problem, then certainly you believe Ritzufos alone is no problem. Even that could be challenged. Because when we establish that if you had to exclude one, you would have excluded Mikutos, we're speaking about the position of the Chachamim. As we know, the Chachamim demand Shlemos. So we're being told, if the Chachamim demand Shlemos, it's still possible that they could allow for Mifuzaros. But when you apply that back to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, right, there could be a methodological problem. And that problem is as follows. Is it accurate to use the word Mikutos for Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Now, the Rabbanim think that you need Shlemos quantitatively, and for them, if you have 14 months or 18 months, even if you have three crop cycles, basically you're compromising on the Shlemos. But when we analyze the position of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, so is it correct to say that according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, notwithstanding the fact that these are mikutos, namely that they're not Shlemos, they work anyway? In which case, we can then ask the next question, and let's say it was Shlemos, but it was Mifuzaros. And what do you think about Shlemos, filthy Shlemos, that's Mikutos and Mifuzaros, and so on. But maybe that's all just not the right perspective. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, who believe that 18 months, 14 months work, it's not because they believe that Mikutos is fine. It's because from their point of view, it's not Mikutos. Their perspective is that the issue of chazaka is not about time. It's about actions. For them, it's not that you can have mikutos. The Chachamim who reject Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva characterize the position of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva as mikutos. But Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva aren't holding up a banner saying Cheskas Gimel Shanim can work the mikutos. What they're really saying is three maisim, right? Not 3 years. In which case, is it obvious that according to them, the just because they believe in three maisim, that the maisim could be mifuzaros as long as they were of longer duration? Not at all. It could be that it's only according to the Chachamim that we say mikutaos is worse than mifuzaros. But for Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, it's a misnomer to call it mikutaos. Their perspective is simply that zman is not determinative. What's determinative is actions, but do the actions need to be consecutive? Do they need to be fully integrated as a single, you know, unit? Very possibly yes. So it's a very interesting question whether this whole analysis of the relationship between the Mikutos and the Fuzaros is true only for the Rabbanan. Is it true for the Rabbanan and the Maskana is the next question. The Gemara said if you had only the Mishnah, you would have said that the Fuzaros is superior to Mikutos, and only Mikutos is excluded. Now that we know, according to Rav Huna, that Mifuzaros, right, is a problem as well, so is it a problem that is less acute than that of Mikutos? The same? Right? Or maybe it's even less of a problem. And why do I care? Because maybe there'll be circumstances which will still justify Mifuzaros, even though Mikutos is always out of the question. So these are a lot of theoretical questions that I'm raising. I'm trying to suggest that certain approaches that make these reasonable issues. What do we know about the facts of the case? So there is a Me'iri, I don't have that here. There is a Me'iri that says that for Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, not only do Mekuta'os work, but Mekuta'os Mefuzaros work as well. In other words, and not only do they work as well, but on a certain level, maybe it's even preferable to have Mefuzaros Mekuta'os, because even though it's an interrupted period, and you're still only operating with 18 months of active, productive, activity in the karka, nonetheless, it's still stretched out. It's stretched out for 3 years. So that's what the Me'iri says. I think it's a very big kiddush. The Me'iri says, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva think that the 3 months of the end of year one, the 3 months of the beginning of year three, and the 12 months in the middle, altogether 18 consecutive months, if that works, then certainly 3 months in the beginning of the first year, 3 months in the end of the third year, and the activity in the middle, that will certainly work. Now he doesn't say, after all, the Gemara says that Mekuta'os are a bigger Kiddush than the Mefuzaros, but I think clearly that that's where he got it from. He did not consider the possibility, A, that that changed in the Maskana once we know that Mefuzaros are also unacceptable, and certainly that it changes with regard to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva for two reasons. Number one, you can't have both together, or because Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva don't have the perspective that there's any Kiddush in Mekuta'os, for them, it's not Mekuta'os, it's three consecutive actions. So the Me'iri clearly took the analysis that there's a linear hierarchy here, right, which says that there's a problem, there's the classic Gimel Shane and Miyom Liyom, which includes, 3 years of uninterrupted activity, which is both Shlemos and Ritzufos. And after that comes the next problem, is the problem of Mefuzaros, but Shlemos, and the problem after that is the problem of Mekuta'os. And Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva think that actually Mefuzaros Mekuta'os works as well. The Rambam clearly does not believe this to be the case. The Rambam seemingly, many of the Nosa Kalim certainly believe this, Paskins like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And again, most of the Rishonim who weigh in on this issue say, that's whole Chayusha, we don't Paskin that way. We require Gimel Shana Miyom Liyom under all conditions. But if it's true that the Rambam really paskins that, like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, so nice to say for Benefizi, we can just open up the Rambam and see, since he accepts Mekuta'os, what is his view about Mefuzaros? And that is clear. We're going to get back to the Rambam in just a minute for other reasons, but if you just took a look at Perek Yud Beis, Hukos Toin Benitan, Halacha Dalid, you'll see that the Rambam quotes Rav Huna and excludes and demands Ritzufos, excludes Mefuzaros. Rambam says, Halacha Dalid, Shalosh Shanim Shamarnu, the 3 years is on page 2 of the new sheets, Shalosh Shanim Shamarnu, Tzor Shiyu, Ritzufos, Zuach Arzu. They have to be continuous one after the other. Hare, Shehitzik Basada, if you made a chazaka on a field, Bezara Shana, and you worked it, you planted it for a year, Vahovira Shana, and then you left it fallow for a year, Bezara Shana, and then you planted again, Vahovira Shana, and then you left it fallow another time, Afil Asachin Kama Shanim, Lo Hichsik. That's the Rambam's position. We'll continue with the next point of the Rambam in just a minute, but the Rambam clearly excludes Mefuzaros, even though it's very possible, there's a debate how to interpret the Rambam, that he may accept Mekuta'os. The Adrama also weighs in on this issue. The Adrama says explicitly that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, even though they believe in Mekuta'os, would not accept Mefuzaros. As far as the Rabbanan are concerned, the Halacha, what is the relationship between Mekuta'os and Mefuzaros? Are they the same? Is one more of a problem than the other, in which case, which is the bigger obstacle? So here we don't have very much information, but we have an interesting ritva. The ritva, The first ritva, this is the second piece on page 1, tells us as follows. Amar Rav Huna, Shalosh Shanim Sha'amru, Mechule, Pirish, Sha'im lo haisa ha'achila b'shanim r'tzufas, if you didn't have continuous activity, Afal pi shehaya karka birshuso, kol osam ha'shanim, even though you are, you know, in control of the karka for all those years, but you're not actively working it in some of them, eina chazaka. Because if we were talking about a situation where in the interim, you know, it's in the, some of the years where you're not active, that you are not also in control of the karka, I mean somebody else is there, then that would be obvious that that would break up the chazaka. The chiddush here is that even if it's just a question of passivity, but you still have sovereignty or control, that nonetheless that breaks up the continuity of the Gimel Shani. And then he adds, "Vafilu b'ha parchinan demai kamashmalan pshita." And even though, you know, there is some chiddush here, because, you know, we're saying even in the passive years you're in control, otherwise it would be completely obvious. Even then the Gemara thought that it might be completely obvious when it asked its question, isn't this a Mishnah? Datzinan cheskasan gebul shanim v'chulei ad kamashmalan. And then the Ritva adds, "Pirish kamashmalan demiyom liyom tarti ketani." Lim ute mikutos, ulim ute mifuzaros. Tishkulim heim viavo shneim. Essentially, what bothered the Ritva apparently was, you know, it's all fine and good for the Gemara to say, you know, isn't this a Mishnah? And then to say, no, Rav Huna is mechadesh, that you need ritzufos. But then the question is, how did Rav Huna know that? Because if the Mishnah, when it says that cheskasan, right, as Gimel Shanim Yom Liyom refers only to Shlemos as opposed to Mikutaos, if that's all it means, then how do you know the halacha of Dafka Ritzufos and not Mifuzaros? It sounds like the Mishnah, by emphasizing only Shlemos, would actually tacitly be accepting Mifuzaros. That's the question that the Ritva is addressing. There's no in Tomar and Yeshlomar, but that's pretty much what bothered him. So he comes up with a very interesting idea, and that is that the conclusion of the Gemara is that Mifuzaros and Mikutaos are problems of equal weight, and therefore Viavo Shnehem. Both of them are excluded by the phrase Shaloshanim Miyom Liyom. It's meant to, number one, establish that there's a minimum 3-year quantity of activity in the karka, and that it should be consecutive, not broken up, not spread out. Now, when you say that a phrase is shkulim v'yavo shneim, right? So is this just a kind of a technical point? It was ambiguous language. So again, methodologically, you're allowed to interpret in both ways. Say, oh, the Tana, the Mishnah, was so clever, right, that he used this phrase intentionally, right, so that it would relate to these two totally different things, but to each one in its own way. Or, at least one could make the argument, that the only time you can derive two things from a single formulation is if there's a connection between them. If conceptually, there's a single mechayev. If the problem of Mifuzaros and Mikutaos is a similar problem, right, so then it's more palatable to say, it isn't just the ambiguous language, but the ambiguous language is intended not merely to teach you two distinct halachos that are roughly equal to each other, at minimum the Ritva is saying that, but it also is essentially one category with two applications. Now if that's the case, then what the Ritva would be telling us would be something a little bit profound, something can be a little profound, and that is that the problem of Mikutaos and the problem of Ritzufos, which is the most important issue, stem from the same issue. The issue being, to what extent is Chazaka about Maisim or about a period of time? And this is a question which we have to ask throughout the parak. We already have partially asked this question, right? The perspective that we've been pursuing from, you know, Okeusha to Rabbah, and then in our foray into Mecha, right, has been partially whether Chazaka in Karka is something like Tfisas Metaltalin, except that you have to build up towards it, that it takes 3 years to establish in Karka what you have immediately in the Metalplin, namely Tfisa. And there still may be differences between that Tfisa of Metalplin and the Chazak of Karka, as we've already documented. But if that's the case, then the emphasis in the theory of Chazaka is on the Maisa Chazaka. You need a Maisa Chazaka to establish that you really are the tofes of this karka. It's just more difficult, more challenging to establish tfisa of the karka by its nature than it is to to achieve that by physically in tfisa smetalfalin. On the other hand, if we focus on shalish shanim izdarin ish bishdare in the narrowest interpretation, then we have to wait it out, you know, because ach bishdarech. And as long as, you know, you haven't gone beyond 3 years in terms of time, so the problem of why can't you produce a shtar if you're the authentic owner of the karka, the reyesa as we call it, you know, becomes very damaging. Or if the basis of chazaka is shtikas marakama, right, in the face of provocation for such a long period of time, 3 years. It's a question of timing. So it isn't that the other fellow so much is establishing a maisa chazaka, as much as, again, the ticking of the clock is important in justifying the absence of a shtar and in, stimulating this counterforce of shtikas marakama, which is the real raya. So are we interested in time, or are we really interested in activity? So it could be that what the Ritva is telling us is that the problem of mikutos, namely whether or not you judge gimel chazakos in terms of 3 years specifically, or three actions, proportations, whatever you want to call it, in the karka, and by the same token, the question whether or not there has to be continuity, consecutive 3 years, right, an integrated period on the one hand, or you can have three distinct, right, even separate activities that can still combine into a chazaka, maybe that is one and the same. That is the single question. It's a question of your perspective on Gimel Shani. Either way, that's the first interpretation of the Ritva, that the Kamash Malan is that Ritzufos and Mikutos, or Shleimos, I should say, are basically derived from a single source. Just one more second before I take a question. There's an inami in the Ritva. Inami mi yitura, says the Ritva. Maybe there's another answer, and that is that there's another source for excluding mefuzaros. Tehiktani shalosh shanim stama havamashma shlemos. The words 3 years alone imply shlemos and exclude mekutos. So when I add the words 3 years day to day, the 3 years exclude mikutos. The day to day part excludes mifuzaros. So according to the second day of the Ritva, at least in terms of the source of our knowing, the salacha, there are two different dinim. There's a din of ritzufos, there's a din of shlemos. Yeah.
How would Shemitah play into this?
Shmita?
Yeah. Well, what's the Rambam say? The Rambam said that if you take a year off, that blows it. I presume the Rambam is saying that by not working in that year, you were...
We'll get to it in a second.
Right.
That's a good question. So just hold off 1 minute. That's actually our next line in the Gemara. It isn't about Shmita specifically, but I think I understand your question. It's about the principle that you're interested in. So let's continue. Before we get to the next line, so let me just raise another question. So far what we've done, just read a couple of lines in the Gemara, but we've basically analyzed a little bit the relationship between two problems in Chazaka. One is the need for Shlemos, and the other is the need for Ritzufos. Right, three complete years, and the question of consecutive years, and whether or not these are the same, whether there's a hierarchy, whether that hierarchy is only in the Havamin of the Gemara, in Maskana, whether it's only for Rabbi Shmuel, whether it is also from Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, etc. That's what we've done so far. Now, in light of that, so let's just zero in a little bit more on the problem of Ritzufos, or the need for Ritzufos itself. So Rav Huna came up with this idea that the 3 years need to be continuous. So in light of what I just said a second ago, It's important to ask, what is the problem of Mfuzaros? And I think that there could be several different answers. If you look at the Rashbam, so the Rashbam explains the problem of Ritzufos in very pragmatic terms. Dir Maso Sha'akla Ritzufos. He says, Aval Iminicha Shana Shnia, the Akakach Akla Shte Shanim, Shlishis Urevius, that he worked a year, he took a year off, then he worked 3 and 4. So now in combination he has 3 years, but he has a hefsek right of one. So Matzi Omar Balasade Hai de lo machoilach, hai na mishum, de obrasle, shana shnia, de galas adaitek, de lav di dach haboy, de hilkach lozarat osa, lozarat osa. So according to the Rashbam, the problem of Ritzufos is not some fundamental, you know, problem, something that has to do with the definition of cheskas gemul shana. According to the Rashbam, it's a very practical problem. If the shtika of the marakama, or at least his capacity for mecha, is a sine qua non, is a prerequisite for cheskas gibel shanim, which, as we've seen, in one form or another, a strong case can be made to justify that position, that he has to be provoked or stimulated, you know, to object, to issue a challenge. It could be even more than that, that his silence is the linchpin of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So the Rashbam is arguing that if the fellow, you know, encounters a situation, let's say he's in town and then the field is not being worked on. Right? So he explains, I was silent because no work was taking place. It wasn't Aksik Vokidim Chazkiba Inchi, therefore I didn't perceive this to be a threat or challenge to my ownership. And as such, I was silent. I have a good justification now for my silence. In theory, one could have argued, and I think other Rishonim will have to argue, that this is not the problem of Ritzufos. But the problem of Ritzufos is a much more principled one. Either that you do require a contiguous Maisa Chazaka, and Kidim Chazkiba Inshi requires continuity. So it isn't a lack of mecha, an excuse, justification for silence, like the Rashbam, but there's something objectively deficient about a chazaka which skips years. Or maybe the problem is even simply in counting the three. Right? When you have 3 consecutive years, so you have a mitzarif. Right? You go 1, 2, 3. The second that there's a hefsek, so the problem is you have individual years, but you don't have a unit of 3. So it's not just a problem of achzik ba kidim mechazki ba inshi, meaning are you, is this a proper maisa chazaka? Is it a chazaka, let's say, which reflects haraz bailas, which may be crucial to cheskas gimel shanim? The problem is, on a different level, that you have 1 year, and then you have 2 years, but you never have 3 years. There's no mitzaref to make it into a single unit. In which case, both of these perspectives are quite different than the Rashbam. All of this becomes very important when we try to analyze whether there are exceptions to this rule that you require Ritzufos, or how we define Ritzufos. So the next line of the Gemara highlights this problem and this issue. Gemara says, Omer Rav Chama, Umodi Rav Huna, Ba'atri Demovri Bagi. What does that mean? Rav Huna will agree in a place where it's common practice to leave the field fallow every so often, right? Maybe every second year. Let's assume every second year for the moment. That in that situation, Rav Huna will agree. What will Rav Huna agree to? So as we pointed out last week, there are two possibilities. The way the Rashbam interprets, and this is totally l'shitaso, Rashbam says, well, this the first point, 90% of the Rishonim agree with the Rashbam. The explanation, though, is much more limited to the Rashbam and his circle. The interpretation which is accepted by 90% of the Rishonim is, when we say Modu Rav Huna Ba'atri D'Mavru Ba'agai, what we mean is that in a place where it's common to leave the field fallow, so even if you interrupt, it doesn't break up the chazaka. And while you will not count the passive year, the year in which you're not working the land actively, right, it won't be a hepsik which destroys the continuity either. So for example, you work a year, you stop a year, you work a year, you rest a year, you work a year, you rest a year. So it'll take you how many years to get a chazaka? One would think five. Okay. You know, the anticipated answer would be five. We'll see in a moment that the Ramban says six. No, no, you can't start with fallow. Everybody agrees with that. What? Well, plowing alone, and we'll get to this in just a second, is not a, the Gemara says later on, that near, which is plowing, alone is not, does not constitute a chazaka. Because, for various reasons, whether the quality of just plowing, or the Gemara also has this idea, I think we've mentioned it previously during the year, that is, like if somebody does a good construction project, you know, which is only to your benefit, so the fact that you stand by silently while he improves your karka is not a shnas chazaka. There has to be something that he benefits. And harisha alone is purely preparatory, you know, purely beneficial to the real owner. Right? Zareya is a little bit, you know, because you're eating peros and so on. So everybody will agree that you have to start with an active year. So if you start with an active year, one would think, according to the math, that you're always finished, if you're, you know, alternating years, you're finished after five. If you look at the Ramban, just for a second, but we'll get back to it. Ramban says, in the first line, Modu Rav Huna Ba'atri D'Mavru Ba'agai, Pirsha Afilu Bin Mefuzaros HaMechazaka, Miu Sheishanim Be'inon, Kivin De'ika D'Zara. And then he says, Oh, the Kivin D'Mashiv Zimnei D'Boros, Kala Islei V'ilo Masik Sheishanim Lav Klumu. So this is just tamuah. It's a very strange thing. I'll try to explain it in a couple of minutes. It somehow was not picked up by the Rishonim at all. Some of the Chronim, I think, picked it up. But meaning, you know, one would expected that one would have expected, I think, that this you know, this mathematical formula of the Ramban, you know, would have elicited some sort of a critique, or at least comment. It would mean 6 years. It's 5 years. You're not breaking up the years because of the hefsek. That's quite a different thing than saying you have to count the last year. Why do you have to hold out after? So I'll try to explain what I think he means in a minute. I just think it's a remarkable phenomenon that the Ramban's comment, or his math here, you know, was somehow under the radar screen of the other Rishon. But, okay, let's get back to the mainstream point for a minute. I'll get back to the Ramban. Let's assume 5 years. So the mainstream reading of this comment about Atu D'Mavru Ba'agai is that it'll take 5 years under these conditions. What do we mean Rav Huna is Modeh? Normally Rav Huna would have said that 5 years or 6 years won't help you because the interruption is Ma'akev, right? Because it's not consecutive. Here, he's not bothered by the lack of contiguity. Okay. That's the normal interpretation. The Hagos Mamunios quotes the Ravan, who disagrees. And we'll see in a second the Bala Iter disagrees as well. They're of the opinion that when the Gemara says here, the Modu Rav Huna Ba'atri D'Mavru Ba'agai, what they mean is 3 years, not 5 years and not 6 years. Meaning you will count the passive year as well. We'll get back to that in just a second. It might be that that is the interpretation of the Rambam as well. The classical Nosakela, meaning the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, they all assume that the Rambam takes the view of the majority of the Rishonim, which is that it's 5 years, not 3 years. However, the language of the Rambam, and I think his general orientation, they point in the other direction. If you look here at the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, this is where we stopped, actually. In the middle of the halacha, we read the first part. Haya darkan shel bnei osa hamakom lahovir. Right, if the people in this area, if their practice is to, you know, to leave the land fallow, afabisha miktasan zorin shana karshana, even though some people do not, umiktasan zorin shana, umobrin shana, even though it's the HVH, we'll get that in a minute, hareza hiksik, sharehu omer lo hovartiosa, elikadesha tasa harbe bishnas hazriya. We'll get that in just a second. So the, if you ask me, I mean, the Rambam starts his halacha by saying, Shalosh Shanim Shamarnu Tzor Shiyu Tzufa Zu Achar Zu. Right? And then he goes to tell you that if you leave the year, the land fallow, that that's Ma'ake. Then he says, Haya Darkan Shabbani Yon Samokom, then it works. So what he should have said is, however, there can be a case of Nifuzaros, spread out Kazaka, namely in a situation where it's Atri, Demovri, Bagi. He doesn't really say that. It sounds like it's all under the rubric of Shalosh Shanim Shamarnu Tzor Shiyu Ritzufos. So what Ram's really saying is you always need Ritzufos. Chazak always has to be 3 years. The only thing is, in 90% of the cases, the 3 years are three active years, and in place option of over Bagi, right, you can have passivity, right, integrated with activity, as long as that's agriculturally, we'll get to that point in just a second as well, agriculturally productive. But it's Ritzufos, it's the 3 years. In that case, we'd be reading the Rambam like the Ravon and like the Itur, rather than like the Magen Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah, and others who read it like the Rashbam. Okay, we'll get back to the Rambam in just a minute, and these other Shitas. What about the Rashbam himself? So this is really interesting. The Rashbam here says, right, to, I guess, preserve the nutrients of the karka. But this is the normal pattern for this kind of field in this kind of place. The passive year does not count for 3 years of chazaka. The tzarich lishmar shtaro, Yoser Megimel Shanim, and therefore the 3 years, including the passive year, is the Navi has to hold on to his shtar, Ad Sheyilkot Gimel Shanim, Itoin Idach, if the other guy, meaning the Marakama, makes the claim, Ani Basi Betoch Shalosh, I came, you know, from Aspamia or wherever I was, you know, during the 3 years, Umatasi Sadarekam, Ulakach Lamachisi. So this, of course, is the Rashbam L'shitaso. Right, that the problem is not some objective problem in Hilchos Chazaka that it has to be a certain way, otherwise it's not defined al pidin as a chazaka. The problem is that the silence of the Marakama, or the justification of silence of Marakama, is going to disrupt what otherwise might be a fine chazaka. So let's say here he tries the same tactic. He comes, he says, listen, the reason I was silent is because things were not happening. So Motzi Amale Mikomokom Hoyalakha Limchos Sha'apapi. Now let's say he does that, right? He said, why isn't that a good taina? So the Rashbam says he can make that claim, but if he does, we have a response. Right? Mikomokom Hoyalakha Limchos, he should have objected. Sha'apapi Shalozratia Hayisi Osaba Nir. Sha'akharakatsir. Kahayakalahavin Shabishvil Shalolaha Kishkocha Lokhafatsvi Lazara Kiminag Sado Sa'ir. So the Rashbam has a chiddush here. And that is something that doesn't appear in the Gemara, which I think other Rishonim may possibly reject. In Shulchan Aruch they discuss whether everybody accepts this point of the Rashbam. You know, the Rashbam here is the Perush. You know, he assumed the Rashi's position, you know, even though it's only on this daf that he did it. He only had a few, you know, letters, you know, to establish his authority. But, you know, so the... when the Rashbam speaks, you know, it becomes almost like, you know, an implicit assumption for other Rishonim, unless they disagree. But the fact is that he has a big chiddush here. That is that this principle of Atri Demovri Bagi, that will count for Cheskas Gimel Shanim, is only going to apply when there's a near, right, when there was Harisha, during the off year. It doesn't say that in the Gemara, doesn't say it in the Rambam. Simple pshat is, you didn't do anything during the off year. But for the Rashbam, Right? This is all about the attempt of the Marakama to justify his silence, and whether we buy that justification. And therefore, Nir becomes part of the story. Other Rishonim, who think that the problem of Mithuzaros is not the silence or justified silence of the Marakama, but rather the question of Maisa Chazaka, a tziruf in counting Shnei Chazaka, meaning something which requires a more integrated period. For them, the issue of Atad Mobri Ba'adai would have to be seen in a slightly different way. What we'd have to say is, as long as, right, there's no good reason for leaving the karka fallow, this constitutes a hefsek which disrupts either the maisa or the counting of the chazaka or kinemachazki inshi. In other words, it's not according to the regular pattern of Horoz Bailos. The second that, right, this is something that is more typical and more justifiable from a, productivity point of view, etc., or maybe from a financial point of view, as we'll see. So then, it isn't the chisaron anymore. The question is, how far will you go with that? Will you go so far as to say that, you know, it now becomes, even the passive year becomes part of the Maisa Chazaka, because that's Aksikwak and the Chazkiba Inchi, right? Or that it's part of the Tziruf of Gimel Shanin, because this is part of a process. Instead of looking at, that's when there's no pattern, and there's no, you know, larger framework to justify a passive year, so we say there's a year of activity, and then it's disrupted by the year of inaction. Right? But once it's built into the fabric of, you know, agricultural life, or whatever you want to call it, or the rhythm of that life, that, you know, there are alternating years, so that doesn't break up the tziruf anymore, and it doesn't break up the kid of b'chazki b'inchi.
Is Nir always the minhag
here? Nir? I don't, as far as I know, I don't think it has to be. I think, again, the Rashbam, who thinks that we have to have a response to the Marakama's claim about why he's silent, so the Rashbam introduced Nir, and that's Lashitasa. But if the issue is just to establish that this is a Maisa Chazaka, or that there's Tziruf, it's three, not two and one, or one and two, right? Then I think just establishing that it's part of the fabric of agricultural life, even without the Nir, unless you say the Nir also happens to be the norm. Again, I'm not a farmer, so I don't know. But for the Rashbam wasn't saying mitzad farming. The Rashbam was saying, well, he still should have been struck by the fact that there was some activity going on in the karka. It may not have been activity that qualifies in its own right as an active year of chazaka, but it at least establishes the presence of a rival. For the other Rishonim, if Nir is important, it may only be because that's part of the norm, you know, therefore it's all part of the Tziruf idea. Now, once this is true, so then the Ravan, the Bala Itur, what I'm suggesting might be the Rambam idea, which is not only will you be able to count the three, notwithstanding the apparent hefsek of the Shnas Movir, but maybe you could even count the Shnas Movir itself, because that's Kedem Chazki Bainchi, that's part of the Maisa Chazaka now, right? You're investing in the productivity of the karka. That becomes already a greater possibility. Maybe it depends, so I'll just take questions in one more second, on two formulations in the Gemara going forward. The Gemara says, Pshita, isn't this obvious? I mean, isn't it obvious that Atud Movri Bagi Rav Huna will agree? Now, how Pshita is it? The truth is, it's still hefsek. For the Ravon, it's so simple. Alright. So either way, the Gemara says, Lo tzricha de ikad de movir, de ikad de lo movir. Had it been that everybody is movir, that that's the norm, then that would be one thing. Then it would be even pshita. Okay. The Ramban has a line. Let's see in a moment. The Ramban seems to say that if everybody was movir, then everybody would agree that the 3 years can encompass even the passive year. Because it isn't the case, and it's ikad de movir, ikad de lo movir, that's why the Ramban takes the majority position, which is that the passive year doesn't count. And then in the end, he suggests six rather than even five. But that's an interesting point. I'll read that inside of the Ramban in just a minute. By the way, the Gemara says Peshitta lo tzricha deikin amover mikin lo mover. But then the Gemara has two formulations. B'hai gabra movra, this one is, you know, he's leaving the field fallow. Mao desema omalei misa v'didachava iboyla from Israel. The Marakama should say, listen, I was expecting activity if you're really pretending to be the owner. So the first argument is an economic feasibility argument. Namely, you know, there's a certain, infrastructure, you know, to running an agricultural enterprise. You need shomrim, you need equipment, you need all sorts of things. And some of that is shared by, you know, all the local, you know, farmers or, you know, factory workers, as the case may be. So if my neighbors or not enough of my neighbors are working their land this particular year, it's not economically feasible for me to be supporting the infrastructure that is necessary to do the work. But then there's an inami. B'hocha nichali, the avda tvei. This is the green argument, you could call it. No, this is the, you know, to replenish the nutrients. If I'm a long-term, you know, investor in my factory or in my field, so this is what I'm going to do. It's greater, it's more productive in the long run. So what's interesting is, if you look at the Ritva, Alatar, page 1, the Ritva says, page 1, the third Ritva. Kamashma and Domele Chad Ara Vechule, the Inami Vechule. Okay. Pirsh Morenu Mori Neru, the Shem Rabosa, Pali the Ra, Tahani Tre Tami, Kochad Vechad Ante Nafshe Velashai Chad Vechabre. Are these, is this an argument? Are these two perspectives? Are these equally good answers, just two different answers? Or maybe they refer to different cases. So the Ritva says, in the name of his Rabbeim, that these refer to two different cases or issues. Bachi Kamar. Di Ruba, Debagi, Movri, right? If the majority of people leave their land fallow, then Matzi Amra Chada, Ara, Bekula Bagi, Lo Matzina Lemintar. Then you can use the economic feasibility argument. Iruba de Bagi Zari, but if the majority do plant, so then the argument of the infrastructure falls away. The Matzi Omar, Hachinichali Dab the Tve, I'm a long-term, you know, agricultural entrepreneur rather than a, you know, an exploitive short-term one. Miwi Kula Zari, Ela Shum Taina Loma Bahachinichali. Let's say he says, I'm a green person, I care about the environment and the ecosystem, you know, and all the other good things. So that's why I'm it's a very fine position to take, or not against that. But it's not gonna win him points in his quest for Cheskas Gimel Shani. Okay. Now what's interesting is, if you look at the Rambam, so according to the Ritva, basically, the two answers of the Gemara are not alternatives. They refer to two different scenarios. Rove this way, or rove that way. But if you look at the Rambam drops the economic feasibility argument, and instead only puts forward the argument, where do I have it? Page 2. Only puts forward the argument from productivity. Rambam says again, "Hoya darken shobnei." This is halacha dalit in the middle. "Hoya darken shobnei also makom lahobir." Afkish shemiktsasan zorin shana achar shana umiktsasan zorin shana umovrin shana. Notice that the Rambam doesn't take any position about rov or miut. You know, it's a kind of shava b'shava. He's not exactly, paying close attention to the arithmetic here. It's close enough. Umovirin shana. Hareza hichsik. Sharei omer lo havarti osa. El kadesh tasa harbe bishnas azriya. So the Rambam only quotes the productivity argument, not the economic feasibility argument, as I've framed them. So it could very well be, I always thought at least, that if you want to, you know, upgrade to the Ravan approach, that not only, you know, can you have a chazaka and the passive years or the inactive years are not going to break up the chazaka, but the shnas demovri, those passive years can actually count, if you want to take that position, so the productivity argument is much stronger than the economic. I'm not saying it's impossible to justify based on economic feasibility. But the point is, if you want to see this year as being, you know, a year of chazaka, your passivity is part of the actual process, not just that it doesn't interrupt the active process. So making it something internal to the actual avodas hakarka, as opposed to simply, you know, a much more extraneous issue like the economic feasibility, I think makes a greater deal of sense. To me, the fact that the Rambam says shalashanu shamarnu tzorashi rutzufos zuacharzu, and doesn't qualify when he comes to the exception, and the fact that he only quotes the second reason, as well as this fitting into the general pattern of the Rambam, as we've described it in other shiurim, makes it, you know, kind of fills in a certain pattern in the Shifas HaRambam. The position of the Rambam and the Balaita and the Ravan is adopted by the Balaitur as well, except that the Balaitur goes a giant step further. If you look at the Balaitur here, I have several of them, but let's look at the last one first. The one that says Osmem Modav Daf Mem Bei Samad Aleph. Let's look at that one first. Well, let's tell you what he says first, so it'll be easier to follow, and then we'll come back to it. The Balaitur is a very radical view. On all accounts, whether or not, whatever the reason for the requirement of Ritzupos is, whether it's the Rajban's idea of Shtikas Marakama, or the justification of Shtikas Marakama, the idea that, you know, I was there, I didn't see bilus activity, therefore I was silent, or whether it's, again, an objective requirement of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, that there be, you know, continuity in the Maisa Chazaka, or in the Zman of Chazaka, or just to combine the three to be Mitzarev, whatever the reason is, it seems clear that there is a psul of Mifuzaros according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that you require Ritzufos. And that's true for every Rishon except for the Balaitur. Balaitur in general is quite a maverick. Balaitur basically argues Rav Huna never disqualified Mifuzaros per se. What did Rav Huna say then? Rav Huna just established that you can never, that all things being equal, you cannot count passive years. When Rav Huna says that we need Ritzufos, he meant the years that are going to count, right, are only going to be active years. And therefore, if you want an immediate 3-year chazaka, you're only going to get a 3-year chazaka with Ritzufos. But if you don't mind, you know, waiting for the accumulation of the 3 years to take more than 3 years, right, then even Rav Huna will agree that Mufuzaros is perfectly fine. That's a very radical reading of Rav Huna. Where did Balaitur get it from? So basically he had a deal in the Gemara later on. Just look at it for 1 minute, just so you can see how the Rishonim treat sources sometimes. The Gemara later on, the Mishnah later on, says as follows. I'll look just for a second. Nun Bava Min Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Are you Shnayim Beidim Osa Shachlos Shalosh Shanim?" The bottom of Nun Bava Min Aleph. "Are you Shnayim Beidim Osa Shachlos Shalosh Shanim?" V'nimtzu Zomimim V'shamalos Hakol. They had two witnesses and they came and they testified that he was there for 3 years and it turns out they were lying. Right? So they have to pay because they would have caused, you know, $1 million loss, assuming that's the value of the field, $1 million loss to the real owner. Right? Turns out there's Zomil Tzisilo Kasha Zomla Tzosla Akiv, and therefore they pay. Shnayim Barishona, Shnayim Bishniya, Shnayim Bishlichis. Let's say, instead of a single kat for 3 years, you have a kat for the first year, a kat for the second year, a kat for the third year. So Mishal Shalim Beinayim. So they'll split the, and they all turn out to be Zomim, so they'll split the, you know, they'll split the onish. Okay. Basically what that means is that you can have three kiteidim. You can have a kat for each year of the Shnei Chazaka. You don't need a single kat for all 3 years. So the Gemara says, Masisim lo Rabbi Akiva. The mission is against Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya. Rabbi Yossi, Kishalach Abba Chalafta, Eitzel Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri, Lulmo Torah. Rabbi Yochan Ben Nuri, Eitzel Abba Chalafta, Lulmo Torah. Okay. Amar lo, Harisha Achla, Shana Rishona Bifnei Shnayim, Shnia Bifnei Shnayim, Shlishas Bifnei Shnayim, Mahu. They asked this question. They said, what's the halacha if you have three kite edim, one each for every shnei chazaka? What's the halacha? Can they be mitzaref or not? Again, the chazaka is continuous, just that it's witnessed by three different groups, one per year. Amalo, he said to them, "Ari is a chazaka. It's fine." Amarlo, they said to him, "Afani omarchein, I agree with you. Ella, but you should know, Rabbi Akiva, Cholek b'davar zeh. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Shai Rabbi Akiva omer, davar v'lo chatzi davar. This is a very famous view of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that when you need edus, you can't combine different scraps of edus, right, to integrate into a full picture. The edim have to tell the whole story. Now the parameters of Rabbi Akiva's halacha are not for now, but it's very fascinating. It's a whole perspective on edus. So the Gemara says, "Rabbanan, hai davar v'lochatzi davar mai avdi bnei." This is based on Yakum davar, davar v'lochatzi davar. That's the drasha of Rabbi Akiva. What do the Rabbanan do with that? They don't reject the drasha; they just apply it differently. Ilei malamute echad over begabel echad meyuchu bekresa. Talk about the godless of a child. So it depends on two simanim. And they have to be together. So if one is begaba in one area and the other is bekresa, so hai chatzi davar v'chatzi edus, that's not a problem of chatzi davar, that's a bigger problem. It's not just chatzi davar, it's chatzi edus. Meaning it's not just that you can't combine from two different edus, you just have one aid on one and you have one aid on the other. Say two witnesses speak about one siman, two other witnesses speak about another siman. So the Gemara says, that's a more of an example of davar v'lochatzi davar, even according to Chachamim. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Echad Amar Achila Achal Chitim, Echad Amar Achla Tsaorim, Harezu Chazaka. You can combine Chazaka from different crops. Maskev Rav Nachum, and Elimeata, if that's true, Echad Amar Achla Rishona Shlishas V'chamishas. This is our issue now. The Echad Amar Achla Shnia Revius Vishishis. You have a single aide who says, I was there, I saw the guy living in the field year 1, 3, and 5. And the other one says, I was there, I saw the guy, he was there 2, 4, and 6. So between the two of them, they both agreed that the fellow was there for 3 years. Just that A says he was there the odd years, and B says he was there the even years. Is that going to work? So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Hachi Hashta, Hasam B'Shata De Kamasid Mar, Lo Kamasid Mar, Hachah Travayu B'Chad Shata Kamasadi." In the case of the Mishnah, right, the Talmud situation, you have two witnesses. They're made on 1 year. Two witnesses are made on the second year. Two witnesses are made on the third year. The only question is, can you combine different eduyos to achieve a bigger picture? But you have two edim on every part of the chazaka. Here the problem is you have one aid on the odd years, one aid on the even years, so they can't combine. That's the Gemara. So the Baal Iter says, wait a minute, according to this Gemara there's a problem if there's one aid on 1, 3, 5, and there's another aid on 2, 4, 6. But what if there were two aidim on 1, 3, 5, or two aidim on 2, 4, 6? What about the fact that it is Mifuzaros? Isn't that a problem? That's a Baal Yitra's question. Baal Yitra says, you see from here, that even though we paskin like Rav Huna, and we reject Mifuzaros, the problem of Mifuzaros is not that you have to have continuity, or consecutive years. The problem is only a problem if you want to have a chazakah in 3 years. But if you're okay with having your chazakah after 5 or 6 years, right, then there's no problem. Even according to Rav Huna, you see it from this Gemara. The only problem in this Gemara is that there was a single aid on 135 and another single aid on 246. So the truth is, if you look at Tosas here on Nun Bavun Beis, Tosas asks this question. Tosas says, Elamiata, Echad Omer Akla Rishon Shlishis, etc. Pirsha Kuntis or Nachman Esavid Arvuda Ayri Bechad Omer Akla Kitim, and Rishon Shlishis Achamishis, Ein Nira Dimkein Mai Parech, Elamiata Akla Rishona. Hinachanami Dils Farasam Rav Yehuda Dava Chazaka, Hacha Havel Mifra, Kamaya Vachazaka, Ein Shimadu Omer Shachla Ritzufim. Tosas, the real problem is, there should have been a problem of Ritzufin here. The Lo Dominar of Yeshua ben Karka, Benir Lefarish, Trav Nachman Yodin the Travayu, Achad Shat Kumasadi, Haki Purisha Kivin Omer, the Hava Chazaka, Avagav the Makashi Adadi, Mishum the Travayu, Achazaka Kumasadi, Elamiata, Echad Omer Achad, Rishon Shlish Kamishas, Shni Omer Rabias, Mishishis, Penicha Bora, Kederech Movre Baagi, the Echad Omer Loki. El Akla Shenis Revias Vashishis. Rishona Shlishis Vachamishis Hinicha Bora. Achanami Dava Kazaka. Abagav the Makashi Adadi. Kimin the Tribe Vayu Miu Achazaka Kamasadi. Mishani, etc. So what it's supposed to say, again, there's no Tomer Yeshlomar here. What it's supposed to basically, asks this question. How can you read the Gemara here on Nun Bava Mendes? The Gemara seems to imply that there's no requirement of Ritzufos. But if it had been two Aiden that said 135, or two Aiden that said 246, that would have been fine. So what's Tosa's answer? This Gemara is talking about Atri, the Movri, Bagi. It doesn't say that in the Gemara, but if you take the two sugyas together, since we know Rav Huna requires Ritzufos and excludes Mifuzaros, so the only acceptable conclusion, right, it doesn't say it in the Gemara, but the only thing left to justify this Gemara would be that we're talking about a situation of Atri de Movri Bagi. The Bala Itur didn't like that answer because it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that we're talking about that. Sounds like any case, all cases. Therefore, the Bala Itur came to what he felt was a more moderate conclusion, but other Rishonim unquestionably thought was a more radical conclusion, and that is Rav Huna never demanded Ritzufos. Rav Huna only said if you want to have Chazaka in 3 years, then there are two options. One is Ritzufos, and the other is Atra de Movri Bagi. Now, if you look at the Bala Itur, you'll see exactly what I'm saying. Just 1 second. Ule Pirish de Rabusa de Mefarshi Ritzufos Lemute Aleph Gimel Hay. This is the one that says Men Beis Amid Aleph in the Itur. According to the Rishonim, which is the majority, who interpret Ritzufos that are excluded is year 1, year 3, year 5, that never works because there's a break between 1 and 2, or 1 and 3, and 3 and 5, and that break means that there'll never be a chazaka, not after 5, not after 6. Kashali Kushya, the Batim, continuation of the Gemara, which we haven't gotten to yet, the Kamakshi Rav Huna, the Kulamanami, Shlemos Binan. Everybody agrees that you need 3, and when the Gemara says, you know, how can you ever have chazaka sabatim? We heard it a little bit last week. After all, a bias is lived in day and night. But the neighbors, even the neighbors perhaps, don't know what's going on and whether somebody's living there at night. So every bias is mifuzaros. And that's what the Itur is bothered by. Ubatim mikutos ninu, ubatsuru lelavasa. The nights are all missing in every cheskas habatim. The suit. Even if you want to say in Shana de Movri Bagi that we're talking about after 5 years or 6 years, not counting the passive years, but there's another Gemara, which we'll not get to today, but next week. The Gemara says if you have a store, right, in a certain neighborhood, so the store is only open during the day and not at night. Right? And the chazaka is fine. The problem is, my motor avuna ika, hasama shlama leka. How can it work in 3 years if there are no nights and you need a full chazaka, shouldn't be mekutals. The tzarfatim perush b'chanusa de mechuzah im kerava sheishanim yom chazakas on chazal. We'll read it next week, but they actually say, yeah, a store, to establish chazaka in a store, you really need 6 years. That's the view of the Bali Tosis. The Rambam and the Ramban disagree. Look at the Rambam just quickly, and the Rambam is not so clear, but look at the Rambam, the end of Halacha Gimel. Avalachanuyos shel tagarim b'kayotze bahen, stores of merchants, she'en darim b'hen ela b'yom, kivin shedarbo gimel shanim, b'yom areza chazaka. Rambam says all you need is 3 years. That's the view of the Ramban as well. A cultural insight. Okay. Omer Avram, the right that says Ein derech haGemara kein de l'ribuye mepuzaros kamar v'lo l'ribuye mekutos. The right is saying like Tosis, a store requires 6 years. We'll get to a very important argument. We'll get back to that. So the point is that this is what the Baal Itur is quoting as well. I'll skip a little bit in the Itur. Let's get to the main point. So he says in the Sabra, another 2-3 lines, everybody have that? Rav Huna lav lemutei aleph gimel hei asi. This is a huge chiddush. Rav Huna does not exclude, right, mipuzaros, per se. Tafila ba'acha de lo mavri ba'agai, islay sadi, da'ok la'aleph gimel hei, v'lenofke mechetz kasei, lechazaka, da'akrini chazaka. As long as you're in the field and you don't go somewhere else, even if you take off years in between, the halacha will be that the chazaka is good. Rav Huna lemute mifusakos asa. All Rav Huna is saying is that the year of hefsek doesn't count to the minyan of gimel. She'im achal shana rishona ushlishes v'lo achal shnia apapish omad becheskaso gimel shanim v'lo ira reina chazaka. Just because you're there 3 years, but one of them is passive, right? You still only have 2 years, not 3 years. The ein chazaka elo lenene. Only active ownership, right, pleasure from the karka counts as shnei chazaka. The koshke mikutos, and certainly, if you don't have three all combined, that certainly doesn't work. Aval ba'atra, it should say here, demovri ba'agi, right, not the low, that's a mistake. The atra demovri ba'agi, afilushnas habor olalo. He holds like the rabban, meaning the... Otherwise, the Gemara makes no sense according to him. According to him, even in a atri delo movri bagi, if you wait out the 5 or 6 years, you'll get a chazaka. Right? So what's the chiddush of atri de movri bagi? Then even the passive will work. For the Ramban, the hierarchy is a little bit different, but it's the same idea. The Ramban, if you look very quickly, again, we'll go on the other parts next week, but the Ramban says here, second. Let's find the exact line. Let's go from the beginning. Modra funa ba'achid mobri bagi, a filibim fuzar is avakazaka, umiyu she shanin bi'inan, as I mentioned before, the 6 years, kibin de ika de zara. What do you mean, kibin de ika de zara? Sounds like the Ramban would say that if it was atri dekuli movri bagi, if everybody left the field fallow, right, then even the Ramban would agree that you don't need 6 years, not even five, but three. Then you would say, oh, it's part of the fabric of not the asik book and the chaske bo'inchi, but that has to be purely objective, meaning everybody does it. Almost everybody. But oh, the kivin the mashin zim the boros kala itzlay vilo masik sheik sharam lav klumu. Yeah. So the Ramban has two chidushim here. Number one, if kuli atri demovri ba'agi, then he would agree that you don't need, the active years. You can use the passive year would be part of the fabric of ketzes kibul shanim. And secondly, that it's 6 years, not 5 years, which we'll get to in a minute. Let me just finish the itur and then for one more minute, and then we'll stop. So the Itur goes on to explain. Ubechandusa de Mechuza. I think that's what we're up to. Kiven de Bechazaka koi lo binan retufin. Right? Chandusa de Mechuza. is not a problem, because according to Rav Huna, there's never a requirement of Ritzupin per se. It's just a question of how many years it's going to take you to build up to a chazaka. How do we know all this? The proof is from the Gemara later on. The one that Tosa said is talking about Atra Demover Bagi, and which Itra says, well, it doesn't say that, so it can't be talking about only about that case. The Gemara says, Elamiata Echonom Racha Alev Gimel Hay, Echonom Racha Dalit Base Dalit Bab, Hakanami Hava Kazaka. Alma, you have a Trey Sahadi, the Umri Achla Aleph Gimel Hay, if the two witnesses agreed about the 1, 3, 5, Hava Kazaka. The Isa Havale Lishnu Yahasam, Chad Sadim Ipuzaris Kamasalahu, the Nami Ika Trey Sahadi, Lav Kazaki. The Gemara there should have said that the problem is even a bigger problem. Right, even if you have two witnesses on 1, 3, 5, that doesn't work. Acha katsa the chitin kamar etc. Elalav shmamina dumi the chitin usarimu diikat treisadi to achli alat gimahe chazaka. So we have a range of views on this issue. Let me just leave you with one final thought, and that is about the Ramban. And then next week we'll continue with the question of regular batin yamin balelos, which I touched on a little bit last week, but I want to go into next week, and the chanusa de mechuza, and then the question of chazaka b'beis hakneses. We'll discuss next week. What's the idea of the Ramban 6? Clearly 6 doesn't make any sense if you're talking about combining the active years. Apparently the idea of the Ramban is you always have to have, let me take a step back. According to the Rishonim, the majority who think that after the Movri Bagai is 5 years, so basically what they're saying is you can have an in-between status, you can have a limbo, you can basically have a situation where you can have a year which doesn't count, And it's not a hefsek either. Right? It doesn't help, it doesn't hurt. So you just keep counting your active years. Year 1, year 3, year 5, and you're done. Apparently the idea of the Ramban is that there's no such thing as a year, right, which doesn't count and at the same time is not mafsik. If it doesn't count, then it's mafsik. But what do you do with the option of overbagging? So apparently the idea of the Ramban is, the idea of the Ramban is that we reconfigure the way that we look at the unit. What we say is, instead of looking at years, and then a break, next year, a break, year and the break, if we did that, we'd never be able to count, we'd never be able to be mitzari 3 years. The only way to be mitzari 3 years is to bring the Shnas HaMovir into the process. But when you do that, what you're really saying is, I'll just use the mashal, you're treating it like yamim v'leilos. What you're saying is, there is no longer a year of agriculture. Every 2 years of agriculture is a year unit of agriculture. The year and its rest. The year and its rest. But if that's the case, then to get the 3 units, you need the final rest. That's part of its year. That's part of its leilos. That's the Ramban's perspective. Okay, next week we'll talk about how much you can miss and what the implications of that are.